This is the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. You know, the funny thing about Riabu, Simon, is that it involves everybody getting in on the act and ensuring that your invoices to your customers are paid on time. But a lot of time, there are still people who say, no, this is the job of the accountant. No, this is the job of the accounts receivable department. But in actual fact, what you as a business leader need to get used to is that it isn't just the functionality of the finance department, now is it?
I was sharing with you before we started this conversation that when we launched our course on how to get paid on time, which, if you like, distills years of learning from many, many companies across the world about what works and what doesn't work into 9 simple lectures, one senior CFO, who I shall not name, immediately responded by saying, oh good, I'll send the link to my receivables girl. Yeah. And what that does is that illustrates a fundamental misapprehension about how collections works. The behaviors that determine whether you get paid on time are set, determined outside the financial area. If you get to a point where somebody junior in a transactional job in accounts is worrying about the fact that you're being paid late, it's already too late to do anything about it. The right behaviors begin with the way that you interact with customers right from the very first time that you meet them, all the way through the negotiation of terms, the setting up of individual orders, the clarity and discipline with which you invoice, the promptness with which you follow up that invoice and address any perceived or actual issues, discrepancies that the customer reports. All of those things come together to ensure that you remove all the gentle excuses that a customer might find he can avail himself of not to pay you on time. And the better you get at that, the more the customer learns that you are one of those suppliers whose invoice has to go to the top of the pile because he can't escape following the terms that he knows in his heart he agreed to. Other companies who don't follow up in such an assiduous and supportive way simply go further down the pile. Yeah.
So that's not to say that accounting and finance should not be involved, but clearly there are other stakeholders who must be involved, and why, as a CFO, you wouldn't just pass it to your accounts
girl.
It's
above the CFO, but I mean, this does highlight a fundamental issue, which is that order to cash, or getting paid on time, is a cross-functional process, and that any company that leaves this to a single function and points the finger at them when it goes wrong. I mean, because one of the things is that it's typically the CFO will have the DSO measure in his or her metrics. That's day sales outstanding, how quickly you get paid. Nonetheless, the outcome, the DSO that you have, is a function of a whole bunch of behaviors, starting at the most senior level in the company, residing largely actually within the commercial function. Whoever has the most interaction with the customer is the person who is going to determine how seriously a given customer takes you with regard to the question of price and payment.
And that's likely to be the salesperson or the account manager or the account director, not the finance girl.
No, the finance girl is essentially dealing with the fallout, you know, as a result of miscommunication or misunderstanding, some of which may be willful, but which mostly will be sins of omission rather than commission, because very often commercial guy, because you haven't taught him how to do it in the right way, doesn't want to have a discussion about terms because he sees that as being directly in conflict with his desire to sell more. He thinks if he has a conversation about, and by the way, we take our terms, well, actually, no. If you do it in the right way, the customer has no problem with it. So again, it's about making better use of the resources you've got. You can get salesmen into a space where they understand the importance of being paid on time, but also where you give them tools that enable them to show to the customer that they're paying close attention to what goes on in that relationship and they have the customer's best interests at heart.
And before you think we're being terribly sexist, there is a reason why we keep saying this, the accounts girl, isn't there, Simon?
Well, I have, it's odd because I started doing this in England and then I did it in the US and I've been in Singapore now for nearly 30 years. Generally around the world, the activities associated with collecting invoices once the invoices have been sent out are perceived to be admin activities. They're undertaken typically by females in the back office who aren't particularly highly paid and who don't want to work long hours and who want to avoid conflict. So, you know, there's an implication of that, which is if you want the process to work right, you've got to ensure they're supported across all functions in the company and that they are listened to. And the corollary of that situation, of course, is if you really want to find out why you're not being paid, go and talk to them and they'll tell you. Mm. And yet it's amazing to me. That's the first thing I do when I go into a company who's reporting an issue with, is talk to the people that deal with this day to day. And 90% of the answers to the question, why aren't we paid on time, will be there in that back office. And yet, do people want to listen to? No, they don't.
Right. And in fact, full circle as we wrap up, that CFO you talked about earlier who sent on the link to the Riyabu course on Udemy to the accounts girl was herself a woman.
Well, okay, yes. I'm not going to name names, but I thought that was quite funny. But I don't think the gender is necessarily important. I think it just reflects a reality, which is that at the C-level, executives perceive, are socialized into treating receivables as being a transactional issue that belong in the kind of subterranean part of the company, where people who aren't paid very much are laboring amidst enormous piles of paper and great misery and unhappiness. And when in point of fact, the opposite is the truth. You know, in that great edifice that is the company, the behaviors, the attitudes that drive receivables outcomes begin at the very top in the executive suite.
Drop your questions and comments underneath this podcast, and Simon and I will address them next time around.
We certainly will.